Hotels are probably the most profitable as a asset class, but it's a different animal. It's a retail business within a real estate asset. They're really profitable. The ground up development, it's hot right now. Construction costs are going through the roof, so it's getting more difficult to do those projects. I had several of them that we had to actually table because the construction costs are just coming in too high right now. Apartments, I like ground up apartments. Those are good. Everybody's chasing the value add play, so it's getting more difficult. Those prices are escalating. You got to be real careful on those because that 3 to 5 year plan, we just don't know where interest rates are going to be. We don't know where rents are going to be. And we don't know if you're going to be able to refi or sell that asset in 3 to 5 years. So anybody doing that, you definitely want to have a longer term outlook and give yourself at least 10 years if you have to on those assets. But a lot of competition for multifamily. It's the safest, most consistent asset class, I think, over the long term, if you look back and look forward. So I feel good about that if you can find the right deal. Office can be difficult and tricky, but if you have the right office, the right kind, like medical office, legal, destination services that the professionals have to have an office for people to go to, those are good assets to own. And retail strip centers are really great assets right now. I think the power center shopping malls, some of those are doing well, but there's a lot of stress on retail right now. But the suburban neighborhood strip centers where you have your core services, coffee shops, dry cleaners, Starbucks, sandwich shops, things like that, where people need those services and they're going to go, I think those are great long-term assets to hold and to own. And those are good ones to develop too. They're quick, they're easy, they don't require a lot of money, but you can make a lot of money on them.